Running a business is challenging. You're always looking for ways to succeed. And with a great partner behind you, you will. Ocean Bank, member FDIC.
Your favorite day spa just opened a new location.
I'm sorry to interrupt. If you're also thinking about expanding, we can help.
Hey, get off my ad.
The Office Supply Super Discount Weekend.
Hi, me again. Looking to grow your workforce? We got you covered.
Hey.
At Ocean Bank, we know that like this ad, business never stops. Let us take yours further. Ocean Bank, member FDIC.
Dearest Abigail, I write to you with great longing, and also because I lost your phone number. You see, I recently purchased a new phone and regretfully tried to transfer my data from my old phone myself. The horrors. Photos, notes, your number, all gone in a confusing flash. Why did I not use AT&T Write to You? I could have bought online and an expert would have brought me my new phone and helped me transfer my data for free. I could be texting you hilarious GIFs at this very moment, for AT&T Write to You can deliver as soon as today. Instead, I have delivered unto myself only misery. Also, I lost your mailing address in the data transfer, so I'm not sure why I'm even writing a letter.
It's not complicated. Personal delivery, expert setup, all free, as soon as today, with AT&T Write to You. Same day delivery is subject to availability. Select areas only. Service provided by AT&T or an authorized provider. Visit att.com/write to you for details and availability.
Oh yeah, you probably recognize that voice. That is a Grammy award-winning voice there. Yeah. Brand new song from Rick Springfield. It's called Wall Will Fall. We just so happen to have the Grammy award-winning singer, songwriter, musician, actor, father, and still pretty handsome at 70, man. You're looking good. Rick Springfield, our guest. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for playing that. It's really... The song came out great, and all the proceeds go to Feeding America, so we're very, very proud of putting that out.
Yeah, you and your friend Vance DeGeneres, who is Ellen's brother, by the way, correct?
Yeah.
He's a good friend of yours, and I know you guys have been doing the Ultimate miniseries. By the way, what a delivery Vance has at the very beginning of that. I know he's a great musician, but I think he could do voiceovers, or maybe he already is, because he does a great job at that intro that you guys... I've been having fun with. Tell us a little bit about what you and Vance have been cooking up here on quarantine.
He came up with the idea of just, why don't we write a song? He's a musician as well, so why don't we write a song together? And it just kind of started out as a joke, you know, giving each other 60 seconds to come up with a part for the song, and, you know, the timer would go off before we got halfway through it.
Yeah, it was very funny.
There were sock puppets, and... you know, it just kind of got silly. But we actually got a great song out of it. And it was recorded, you know, we filmed the series in isolation. He'd do his bit and send it over to me, and I'd do my bit and send it back. And then we got some celebrities to call in, do their bit, and ask questions. And in the end, the song came out great, and... I recorded my vocal and guitar and click here in my studio, and then sent it around to all my friends. Matt Bissonette, who plays with Elton John, and his brother Greg, who plays with Ringo, and Richard Marx, who sang the bridge. And they recorded it in isolation, and we mixed it. And then I sent it around to everyone we know, and they said, do a selfie of yourself singing any line you want. And we got it must be 1,000 videos. And then we sent it to a great editor, Rick Ballard. And I said, cut it together like a Zoom video and just make the squares get smaller and smaller so that we see everybody. And it just came out really, really well. He did an amazing job. And you got to see the video about 20 times to pick everybody out, because there's a lot of celebrities, a lot of family members, and... It just really happened the way the whole project came out, and all the proceeds go to Feeding America.
Yeah, it's a really good cause, so make sure you stream it, you watch the video. The song is called Wall Will Fall, available iTunes, Amazon, everywhere you stream your music, Spotify, Pandora. What about the lyrics of the song? I know you're a great songwriter. Explain to the audience what the song is about, Wall Will Fall.
A phrase came into my head, take care of each other, which you know, we certainly need to do in times like this. And a lot of the reason that musicians are doing what they do, partly to raise their own spirits, but also for fans and to keep everybody's spirits up and stay positive in this kind of environment. And that's what the basic theme of the song is, you know, if you stay in there long enough, the wall that's kind of the wall we build between each other, and also the wall that has happened because of this, you know, where you can't touch anybody, you can't be within 10 feet of anybody. It feels like a wall to me.
It really is, crazy times.
Hopefully it will fall.
Let's talk about some songwriting, because I really respect your songwriting abilities. When you go to write a song, can you take us through the process? Is it a melody first? Are you writing the music first, or is every song that you've written along the way have its own unique kind of formation?
I'll usually come up with a title, kind of an idea, but it goes different ways. Sometimes I've written whole lyrics, and other times I've written the music first, and then usually I write the music first, because that is kind of the hardest thing, to get something that you really like. Lyrics come easier to me once the music is written. I love the discipline of rhyming and having to fit a word into, you know, a certain phrase helps me, because it'll sometimes produce a thought that I wouldn't have, you know, come up with if I'd just written a poem or whatever. And it's great, because you can do it by yourself, and there's no one, you know, to critique it, although we all have a great critic inside us, which can be a real pain, but it can also, you know, lead you to some good things. I love songwriting. I'm actually doing a project now with Matt Bissonette, who played bass on The Wall Will Fall, who plays with Elton, and I've known Matt a long time. We're going to do like kind of a Beatle album, and we're going to do a group thing, and just, you know, write a song a day and record it. You know, everything's done again in isolation, and so I think everybody's looking for fun things to do. Vance and I are going to do a second series on how to write a song, and with a partner, and I'm going to continue doing silly videos of like how to learn Jesse's Girl in 60 seconds, where I keep getting interrupted by earthquakes. And
are we ever going to learn how to play the damn song, man? I mean, you're killing us.
I know.
Make sure
I went outside to do it, and there was an eclipse of the sun. So.
Make sure you follow Rick Springfield on Instagram, by the way. He's a lot of fun. I want to talk about the night you won that Grammy, because recently I saw the video and I thought to myself, wow, look at that style Rick Springfield has with that pink tie. And you had that red, like, plaid jacket on. I mean, you were totally 80s at that moment. How much do you remember that night? It's an entirety. Is it a blur, or what a night for you to grab the Grammy and Jesse's Girl is on fire? Can you take us back to that night?
I was really more concerned about doing the performance. Live TV can be pretty scary. If you screw up, it goes out there. So I wasn't that concerned about whether I won or not. And it was fun seeing great people backstage. I remember seeing Little Richard and James Brown and people that I, you know, grew up with. I loved that. And actually, Little Richard, you know, he just passed away, and one of my great memories is was sitting in Studio A of Sound City, you know, the studio that Dave Grohl did the documentary on, that I was in with a bunch of people, and I was sitting on the floor next to the piano, and Little Richard was sitting on the piano playing this song, My Name is Richard, and saying, man, you should record this song. And it still seems surreal to me that Little Richard was playing the piano next to me, trying to convince me to record a song.
I found it interesting, too, that even at the height of your career that you'd worked so hard for, because it didn't come easy. Those of you that don't know, you know, Rick had to battle for on over a decade to get to superstardom. Once you got there, you had the fame, the money, the hot wife, and you didn't find happiness. And you sought a lot of therapy to figure out why. Why was the reason?
Well, I had a disease that I didn't know the name of, and eventually found out it was called depression, and that, you know, I mean, and it's really hard for people to understand when, you know, oh, well, you got money and fame and yada, 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 but it's nothing to do with outside. It's all internal. And, you know, you get up every morning and, you know, look in the mirror. It's the same guy, even though he may have more money or live in a bigger house. It's the same guy with the same problems and the same cloud, dark cloud. So, you know, I've always had to struggle with that, always.
If you were to give advice, though, to somebody that keeps hearing no and you don't fit that mold, you should be doing this because this over here isn't for you. What advice would you give to that person that's ready to give up because they're just tired of being told that, no, you can't be here. You need to be over here, but yet you still don't want to give up, but you're close to giving up. What would you say to that person?
Oh, if I have one strength, it's persistence. I have heard no all my life, and I don't really know any musician or actor that hasn't. And it's really persistence and a belief. I actually had a drummer friend, and he used to, his phrase, it was a joke, but his phrase was, you got to want it. You got to want it, babe. And that's exactly, you know, you got to be prepared to go to the wall.
Yeah, I believe those could be some good lines in a song. You got to want it, babe. I could hear that as a hook. There you go. You and Vance get to work. And then finally, I know we're just about out of time here with the great Rick Springfield, but I'd like to know, are you still friends with Jesse? And what is this girl's name that you're trying to steal from him? And did you ever hook up with her?
I never hooked up with her, but I got a pretty good song, so I'm happy with that. I forget her name. It was over 40 years ago. I remember his name was Gary, and lost touch with him before the song came out, and she's never, no one's ever come up to me and said it was me, wasn't it? So, because I've talked about it, you know, I met her in a stained glass class. I thought maybe the music thing wasn't going to work out at some point, so I started going to a stained glass class thinking I might be able to support my family with my stained glass mastery. But and there was this girl there, and she was amazing, and couldn't hook up. She had no time for me and had a boyfriend with her, so I went home and wrote a song about it, and I think I got the better part of the deal.
Yeah, it worked out nice for you. And has success spoiled you yet, by the way?
No.
Still
Definitely not. Definitely not. No, I'm still the same jerk.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you stayed true to your rock and roll roots. Thank you so much for your time, and everybody go out and stream the new song. It kicks ass. Wall Will Fall, available everywhere you stream music. Rick, a real pleasure talking with you. Best of luck, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know, I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. Doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And